Welcome to the 20-minute body scan. First, just experience your body on the floor. Your breath is flowing in and out. You might see your belly rising and falling. Or your breath is flowing in and out past your nostrils. Or wherever in your body you feel most intensity. So this is a time for us to appreciate our body. We're allowing our body to take some time off, to simply lie on the floor and let gravity support our body. So feel yourself in contact with the floor. Feel the floor beneath you supporting you. And this is a time I also invite you to be awake. So you might want to open your eyes if you're feeling sleepy. And you might also notice the environment around you that's open to you even at this from this vantage point of lying down in your body. So let's just take a minute or so to feel that, to feel our body, to feel it being supported by the floor, resting on the floor, and feel your breath coming in and out of your body. And feel the wakefulness of this position. Now, I'd like to ask you to bring your attention to your toes. Just notice the sensation of your toes, any sensation. Notice their quality. These toes that we so often don't at all notice in our day-to-day life, that live at the peripheral of our body awareness. Just take some time to notice your toes on your right foot and your left foot. And have a sense of giving yourself over to the sensation of your toes, breathing in and out. You might want to extend that sensation to the bottoms of your feet that actually support your body. There's that little tiny area at the bottom of each of your foot that actually supports your entire body throughout the day. So just bring some attention to that. Be aware of that part of your body. And then breathing in and out, let your attention go on the out-breath of that area of your toes and the bottom of your foot. Moving your attention to your ankles, that joint of your ankles that has so much range of motion, that really allows your feet to support your body in all of its movement and walking. Be aware of your ankles. Give yourself over to the sensation of your ankles. Feel the weather of your ankles, the sensations of, with all of their different textures. And breathe with that, those sensations. Breathe in and out, noticing them, not judging them. And then on the out-breath, let go of them. Let go of your sensations. Moving up to be aware of your calves on each of your legs. The long bone between your knee and your ankles. Be aware of the muscles that are draped around this bone. Acknowledge that this part of your leg also is very instrumental in carrying us about. Acknowledge any sensations, good, bad, or neutral, that you may have in this area. And breathing very simply in and out with the awareness of your calves. And then on the out-breath, allow the focus that you had on your calves to be let go. Bringing awareness then to your knees, that very tricky joint that sometimes gives us difficulty when we're walking, sitting, kneeling. Another hard-working part of our body. Honor your knees. Be aware of the front, the kneecap, that soft, tender back part of your knees. Honor the mobility and movement that your knees often perform. And at this point are resting, your knees are resting. So simply be aware of that part of your body. Your knees. Breathing in and out with those sensations of your knees. And then on the out-breath, let go of our focus on the knees. Moving on to your thighs, right and left thighs, and your buttocks, the larger muscles of our legs, the parts of our legs that work so hard when we're walking or riding bicycles or sometimes doing very simple things, such as getting up from a chair. Acknowledge that part of your leg that extends from your hip bone all the way down to your knees. And acknowledge the muscles as well as the bones and the nerves and any sensations you may have that come along with that. Any pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral sensations you may experience in this part of your body between your hip bone and your knees. And just noticing that. Noticing that and being aware of your breath in and out. Then, on your out-breath, let go of your focus on your thighs and move your attention to your lower belly and your genital area and your buttocks, the area that has so many secrets in it sometimes, the area where we digest food, our intestines are in this area, our genital organs are in this area. So move your attention to this part of your body, your lower belly, below your waist, and acknowledge all of the work that we do in this area, digesting, procreating. Acknowledge any difficulties we may have in this area. Just be with them. Acknowledge them. Notice them. Breathe with them. Allow your awareness to be with them. Your breathing in and out to be with this area below your belly. And just feel all of those different sensations and qualities we may have associated with our lower belly. Allow yourself to really tune into that. And then on the out-breath, you may let go of your attention to this area of your body, the lower belly. Moving up the torso of your body to the area above your waist, another area with many, many vital organs, many vital functions. Are in this part of our body. Our heart is here, our lungs, which breathe, our heart, which feels, our heart, which beats, our heart, which is the lifeblood of our existence, is in this part of the body. And our lungs, which are the bellows for allowing us to breathe in and out, are here, as well as our stomach, which is the first point of where our food comes when we eat. So allow yourself to tune into all of these organs in your body, in this part of the body, above your waist, as well as the bones, in this part of the body, your spinal column rising up from your lower back, going all the way up to your neck, and all the muscles around this part of your body. The voluntary and involuntary muscles which allow us to breathe and to and our heart to beat. All the vital parts of our body. So just stay with that, experience that. Notice that. Notice any sensations you may have around this part of the body, whether they're pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Just notice them and see how they are. Check in. and breathing in and out, noticing all the aspects of your upper torso above your waist. And at the out-breath, let go of your attention on this part of your body. And moving your attention to your hands, which are resting by your side, your right and left hands. And notice your fingers, the thumb, the joints of your fingers, and your palm, and the back of your hand. Notice how the bones are so small there. But we depend on our hands, as our feet, we depend on our hands to do a lot for us in our day-to-day activities. So honoring this part of your body as well, your hands and your wrist. And just be aware of them, resting so quietly when they're often so busy. Breathing in and out, aware of your hands, and on the out-breath, letting go of your attention to your hands, moving to your lower arms, your forearms, feeling that bone between the wrist and the elbow. Feeling the flesh and the muscles that is on the bone that assists the hands in their work. So noticing that. Breathing in and out. And letting go of your attention to your forearms, your elbow, and moving your attention to your upper arms and your shoulders, that whole yoke that may sometimes bear many burdens in your life, both physical and psychological, and maybe including with that your clavicle bone, the bone on your neck that is horizontal. Feeling that as a yoke, your upper arms and going across your neck. And feel that area of your body. Feel the bones there as well as how they may be integrated with your spinal column. Feel the muscles there and how they're holding themselves. Feel the sensations you may have there, whether they're pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. Feel them all. Be aware of them. And on the out-breath, letting go of your awareness of that area of your upper arms and your shoulders. Leaving them, honoring them at the same time. Moving on to your neck and your head. Feel how your neck is joining your head to the rest of your body. And feel how your neck is relatively small compared to your head, actually, and it does a lot of work in terms of holding your head up. And feel how it's joined to your skull. And feel all of the aspects of your skull, your ears, many sense organs here in your head, your ears, your eyes, your nose, your mouth. How are you holding your mouth, your jaw? Just notice it. Notice how you're holding your face, your forehead. Notice what's going on with your whole entire face as we're doing this body scan. And then letting go of that noticing, simply resting with the breath in and out. And now as we end this body scan, let's take a moment to feel the entire body as a whole. Just have a sense of your entire body laying here as a whole. Breathing and noticing all the different qualities of it, honoring it. So thank you. And this ends the body scan meditation.